You're with Joel Rheinberger on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Now, here is a pretty pickle for a radio show. Scheduling a chat with an author whose book name may not be said on the radio, for it has a naughty word in it. We'll see how we go. I might have to insert a sound effect instead. So what does it mean to be confident? And if you're not confident, what does it take to get there? Now, someone who knows the surprising answers to both of these questions is Erica Kramer. She's a confidence coach, and she's author of a new book that you'll find in the shops called Confidence Feels Like... Confidence Feels Like Poop, shall we say. Hello, Erica. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Now, why does confidence feel bad?
We can say it feels like crap if you want.
Okay, that's good. We'll go there.
Yeah, I've done this before. Confidence feels like crap. So I wanted to call the book that, and the full title is The Truth About Confidence and What It Really Takes to Create It. And so I think that we look at confidence as the gold star. When I'm confident, then I'll do this thing. I just need confidence. And the reality is, Joel, confidence and creating it is terrible. It feels horrible. You're scared. You're worried. You're putting yourself out on a limb. You're doing things that other people haven't done before. You're in massive self-doubt. You're uncomfortable. You're out of your comfort zone. And that's how we create confidence. And so I wanted to tell people about that flip side of confidence and how horrible it can feel while you're doing it, and how self-doubt is the key to creating confidence, so that people actually know that when we're out there trying to be more confident, it's going to feel uncomfortable.
One of the things I do like about your book is that you're very honest about the fact it takes a lot of work to get to the point of feeling that confidence.
Yes. Yeah. And I think we just have this thing like, I just need to be more confident. And it's like, no, the people that are confident, yourself, you're on the radio, you know, the women that decide to go out and do a TED talk, that's a scary thing. And maybe you do an amazing job, but during stepping onto that stage, your knees are shaking and your voice is wobbly and you're just like, oh, and then you finish and people go, wow, amazing. You're amazing. And you're like, did you have any idea how, like, I wanted to vomit. I was so sick. I felt so scared, but we only get to see the end. So yeah, I think that it is something that it requires us to put ourselves out there. It requires us to take risks. It requires us to go against the grain. Do things that maybe our family doesn't think we should do, or, you know, quit our job, or do the things that we want to do. And so it is hard work. It really is.
Now, you were chasing that confidence for quite a long time. In the book, you talk about spending 10 years and $100,000 on courses and retreats and workshops. Now, which of those gave you the best value? Like, which of those retreats and workshops actually gave you something really concrete that you found worked for you?
I have to say that every single bit was a piece to the puzzle. I can't say this one thing, but there was one that I went to that really broke me. And I talk about it in the book. I was in Bali. I was in paradise, right? And I was having a mental breakdown. I had paid all this money to go to paradise and have a mental breakdown. We did an exercise with the mentor that was there. And it was basically an exercise that's like you're writing your eulogy. And who would be speaking at your funeral kind of thing, really full on. You shouldn't do it at home. and I got to see, don't do it at home. I got to see just who I was being, and that I was living like a half a shell of my life because I was in fear of what people would think of me, of failing, of getting it wrong. And so I wasn't really living my life. And so this exercise broke me. I cried so badly. And it was the moment where I was like, you know what? I'm alive. I'm breathing. 155,000 people do not wake up every day. And here I am with air in my lungs. What the heck am I worried about? And it was the time where I think I got my fire. You know, I got my desire to create what I was creating.
Now, you're big on the loving bitch slap, as you call it, where someone hits you in the face with the truth. I don't think
with love.
I don't think that you get to that point without having it being done to you. So who was it that gave you a loving bitch slap that helped you learn how to do it yourself?
So Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm not sure if you know who Gary Vee is.
No,
he
I don't.
He is. Oh my gosh, you would love him. So he is he's American and he runs a media company. And he basically is like the king of TikTok and social media. And he really talks to people about getting out there and building their brand on these platforms. And so I listened to his book, audiobook, Crushing It. And he just basically said to me, like, no one cares about your life and your story. Like, who cares how cool you are and how much trauma you've been through? It's up to you to go tell the world. If you want people to know about you, you need to make some noise. And it was the big loving bitch slap. And I talk about it in the book, and it just got me creating content, building my podcast. And it was the beginning of me putting myself out there. And it's really to his book that I was able to build this thing that we've built in 3 years.
Now, that was a book. Has anyone done it to you in person?
Oh yes, of course. Every single coach and mentor, and I say, I say loving bitch slap because it's very much my style of saying the truth, but going, hey, I'm saying it with love here. No one's going to tell you this, but you need to know.
Who
And I had many.
is the person who did it best in person?
Well, it was probably my mentor that we went to Bali with. He was a little bit mean. If you said something on stage, so it was a business mentorship, but also kind of like mindset, a little bit like Tony Robbins, like mindset and business.
Yep.
And you would just get up on stage and stutter, and you'd be like, "Get down. That's it. All right, next." And you're just like, "What? Really?" Like you just like didn't practice. It was pretty scary.
Now, in the process of becoming confident, how important is it to actually be honest with yourself?
It's extremely important. And I think that the problem is that we make it mean that we're not good, or we make it mean that we're a failure. And so when I talk about confidence, Joel, I talk about it as a practice. So similar to yoga or meditation or fitness, it's a practice. You don't just become great the first time you do it. You have to commit to practicing. And so you have to be really honest with yourself. What are you doing, what you desire? Are you honest with yourself with your results? Are you actually trying? Are you putting yourself out there? Are you still worried about what people think about you? And that's the biggest thing that stops people from creating confidence, is they're like, what will people think? And that's exhausting. So yeah, we have to be very honest with ourselves when we're practicing confidence.
We're speaking with Erica Kramer, who is an international confidence coach and author of the new book, Confidence Feels Like Crap. We're going to say today is what it says it feels like. When did you actually find that you actually had enough confidence that you could teach it to other people? Where was that moment when you went, yeah, I can do this?
I think it was the tools, and that's probably the most important thing. And I don't know if you know about this, but in my industry of life coaching, you have a lot of people who read books and go, "Oh my gosh, I did it. I'm going to teach other people how to do this. I'm going to be a life coach." And they're like 14 years old and haven't lived anything. It's the most annoying part of my industry because it's not a regulated industry, unfortunately, life coaching. So I think that for me, it was when I learned tools. It was about 9 years after doing my own coaching and healing process with different mentors. And I had tools, and I thought, you know what? I really want to start teaching women. And I was a stylist. I was a fashion stylist at the time. So I would do these workshops teaching women how to dress. So I was doing confidence, but the external confidence, right?
Yep.
And I would just sprinkle in these exercises, and women would just be crying. And I'm like, okay, this is working. This is good. And it became this like personal development fashion champagne event. And I'm like, I probably just need to do coaching and not worry so much about cotton linen and horizontal stripes. And that was kind of the shift.
All right, let's give our listeners something kind of concrete to start
Yes.
with. Tell us about the five C's as a really nice starting point for building confidence.
Perfect. Okay, so if you're listening and you are someone who's like, I don't feel confident, I don't know how to create confidence, what I want you to know, number one, no one's confident. No one. It's a practice. It's an emotion. You're not just born with it or without it. Okay. So if you're telling yourself you're not confident, number one, stop saying that, because you can't have it if you keep saying it. Number two, there's a practice of confidence. So it's five C's, and these are just five steps that after researching, 10 years of women, we realized there are five things that we do when we are acting in confidence. So C number one is choice. So choice is all about the decisions that we make. And many of us who have things that we want to do never get to do them. And the only person that stops us is us. I want to quit my job. I want to go to college. I want to move here. I want to get a pay rise, whatever. I want to start a business. It's our own inner critic that doesn't allow us. So number one, I want you to write down, what's the big choice? What's one decision that you have not been doing or have not committed to doing that you know you want to do? If it feels scary, great. Number two, courage. Courage is about being scared as, can I say hell? It's about being scared as hell.
Yep.
That's what courage is about, okay? Courage is not some lion and you're so fabulous and, rah, I'm so not scared. Courage is about being scared. So number two is you have to be in courage. You don't get courage to be courageous. So that means you're going to be in self-doubt. You're going to be walking in the dark. and I want you to know that it's normal and it's okay. So are you scared? Good. Yes.
A very wise man once told me, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Amazing. Exactly. Exactly. Don't go deep into that. What's going to happen? Just start moving, right?
So choice and courage.
You need courage. Number three is create. And create is all about taking one small, keyword there is small, tiny step towards that big decision and choice that you made initially. So what's one tiny small thing that you can do? And why is it called create and not action? Because Joel, we live in a world of hustle, 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 do. And I really think that sometimes we take a lot of action and it leads us nowhere and it's actually exhausting. So in number three, it's about finding something to create. What do you need to do to get you closer to that one big decision, one big choice? You have to start moving, right? And it's a little step forward. Number four is consider. Consider is like evaluating. You took a step, you took an action, you did something. How did it go? Did it suck? Did it suck? Okay, great. You know, fine. Or was it awesome? Were you spot on? Like I did, actually, that was really good. Okay, perfect. Keep going. Now, this is where we would say as humanity, we failed. I don't like the word fail. I don't like that we're trying to make it a cool word, like fail forward, fail fast. I don't like the word, and I'm really big with words. And if you tell yourself, I failed, what does that mean? Therefore, I'm a failure. And it doesn't make you want to try again. So I say, I learned. I learned that that wasn't the right thing and that sucked. Okay, cool. What did you learn? Let's change it up. So number four is about after you take action, how did you go? Was it good? Was it crap? Can you learn? Number five is continue. And continue is go back and commit to making another choice, making another decision, mustering up the courage to create some kind of action and reevaluate what happened. And it's this continuous practice. Number five is really important because most people fall flat on their butts and they don't get back up. And they make a big deal about the fall. And they're like, I'm a failure, forget it. And for 3, 4, 5 years, they do nothing. And the longer you sit in that doing nothing, that inaction, the longer the self-doubt creeps in and there's like a crowbar between you and your practice of confidence. So the idea is to fall hard, get your booty back up, make your choices, muster the courage, take the action, you know, learn from the mistakes, and then keep going. And if you live in this continuous way, you're never out of it. And so I live in this practice, and I don't even know which step I'm in because I'm constantly in the momentum of it.
Erica Kramer is an international confidence coach and author of the new book, Confidence Feels Like Crap. Erica, great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joel. Have a great day.